It's time now for Take Five for Your Community, a service of the Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. And our guest today is Washington Mayor Joe Wellman, who joins us after the busy weekend. The car show and cruise in, another big success, Mayor.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, Dwayne. Yes, great success, great day. The weather held out for both the cruise in and the show. Just a big shout-out and thanks to the members and their wives, because I happen to know that a lot of the wives put in a lot of work on that event, too.
Absolutely, and it's so good for tourism in Washington. I mean, like 470 cars, they were coming from several states away.
Yes. I talked at length to one car owner from drove with him from St. Louis.
Wow.
So I don't know where all the far. I don't know what the farthest place is. That'd be interesting to know sometime. But, yes, great event.
A good time to put our best foot forward and welcome those people so they'll come back and visit again.
Definitely.
What else you got going on this
month, Mayor? Well, we've got this Thursday, we're having a ribbon cutting of our new solar park on 115 that afternoon. People are welcome to come out.
Tell us what this is going to be exactly.
Well, we've got a 22-acre, 4-megawatt solar park that the Indiana Municipal Power Agency, that we are a member of and buy our electricity from, will have built a solar park. I forget how many solar panels, but it's beautiful looking out there. Just a whole big field full of solar panels, and they'll be producing power with the sun and tying it into the grid. And it's just going to be a really nice product. They're starting to build these all across the state to diversify their source of power. We're going to have a ribbon cutting. We're going to have about. We've invited several school kids there from all the schools to kind of make an educational event. We're going to have some, IMPA's going to tell what the solar power does and how much power it will produce and that kind of thing. So it'd be a good educational thing also.
And this, in the long run, will possibly save money on those bills,
yes,
right?
In the long run, as it goes into the grid and it goes into their total cost of production, it's obviously going to be cheaper. They tell me we can't produce all our power by solar, but certainly a good chunk of it.
And where is this exactly located?
This is, as you go out Cosby Road, just past the Purdue Processing Plant, the next drive to the left goes back into this field. It backs up to our wastewater treatment plant and the Purdue Processing Plant. The city owned about 22 acres in there that we hadn't used, and we've sold that to IMPA, and they've built the put several million dollars worth of equipment in there.
Very cool. Yeah. So what time does everything get underway Thursday?
That's at 1:15.
Thursday afternoon,
22nd. Next event is October 13th. We're having a safety night out. If people recall, we do that about every 2 to 3 years. It's a real nice event out at Eastside Park. We have the police department and our own fire department there. But this year we're also going to have, we've invited the Sheriff's Department, the Indiana State Police, the Lagodi Police Department, the Martin County Sheriff's Office, Powerhouse, Southwest Medical are all going to be there, plus we hope some other organizations, just to show what they do. It'll be a fun event for kids. There's giveaways. There'll be food booths. We're going to have our canine group and also the Sheriff's Department's dive team, and we're going to have SWAT demonstrations, emergency response demonstrations. So it'll be a really good event. It has been in the past. Weather will be nice and cool. That is in the evening from 4 to 7 p.m. at Eastside Park, and we'd really invite everybody out.
October 13th, that's a Thursday, right?
Yes.
And then that leads into Saturday. We've got our next community concert, Saturday the 15th.
You got it. The Devonshires are going to be here, 7 p.m., Washington High School Auditorium. Tickets are only $10 a piece. You can get them ahead of time at the Chamber of Commerce, or you can buy them at the door. We're looking forward to that. I've not heard the Devonshires. I think you have.
No, they're great. They're great. It's
supposed to be a great show.
Look them up online. They're a high-energy show. Again, they perform a lot of the casino circuits and making their way to Washington High School October 15th. Two concerts left in the series, Devonshires October 15th and then November 19th, a big finale.
That ought to be a great finale also.
Peter Noon and Herman's Hermits will be here, and that really kind of wraps up our year-long celebration.
Really about the last thing remaining after that will be putting together the time capsule and encapsulating a lot of the memories from this past year. We have certainly had a big year. Shout out again to the Bicentennial Steering Committee and all the subcommittees that put a lot of work into. I sat down the other day, started listing all the things. I mean, we've had things for, concert series, music lovers, sporting events, 5K runs, golf outings, the parade naturally, and just a lot of things going on.
It's been a great year to celebrate the city's bicentennial, that's for sure.
Just one, speaking of parades, one last thing. The Christmas parade. This is the year of parades in Washington.
Yeah, that's right.
It'll be this year, November 26th at 6 p.m. Again, a lighted parade. People liked that idea last year, so we're going to bring that back. And the theme is a bicentennial Christmas. The committee is still putting together the final plans, but call the mayor's office if you want more information and get in to get into the lineup.
That November 26th. Event.
November 26th.
All right. Washington Mayor Joe Wellman with the city update this morning. Mayor, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Same here. Thanks for the time. Talk to you later.
You bet. You take five for your community, a service of the Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most.